Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, October 11th, 2015. Pastor Paul Talbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day that made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God's word is from Luke chapter 17, starting with the first verse. And it starts off with Jesus and his disciples all gathered around, and they're wanting to learn from Jesus. So if you can imagine, it would be Jesus sitting down and the disciples gathered around him, just like Sunday school teachers do today, just like moms and dads do. That's how it happened. Normal. But what came out of Jesus' mouth was so incredibly enriching. It's just amazing. Listen to this. He says, Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. But woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. If they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you seven times in a day and seven times come back saying, I repent, you must forgive them. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. Jesus replied, if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now, sit down to eat? Won't he rather say, prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink, and after that, you may eat and drink. Will he thank the servant because the servant did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you are told to do, should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my dear friends, fellow believers, this part of God's word again is great because Jesus is telling us some things. He's telling us things in response to a prayer. The disciples prayed again. They said, increase our faith. Now, the last time that happened, when they said, Lord, teach us to pray, we got the Lord's Prayer. So now they're saying, increase our faith. And wow, what is here? An amazing thing is here. And I'm telling you the truth. I grew up thinking, this is so cool because I completely missed a part of God's word that's right in these words. He says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Increase our faith. And then you're going to see that there is a little reprimand, and it stings. Boy, does it sting. And then you're going to see that there is a promise, and it's such a sweeping promise that it just knocks you off your feet with joy and confidence. So let's look at this, shall we? It says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, itty bitty, tiny. If you make a hole with your finger so you can just barely see through it, that's how big that seed is, itty bitty. And Jesus said, you know, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree right here, get up, plant yourself in the ocean, and it will obey you. One of the professors I had at the seminary, warned us. He said, you're going to be tempted to take God's word and turn it into just a big story and forget how incredibly real Jesus is. Jesus used a pointing word finger, a finger that he said, this mulberry tree. So he's not talking about a problem that has roots deep down. He's talking about the physical mulberry tree that he's pointing at. He used the word this. So he said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, get up, plant yourself in the sea, and it will obey you. Ooh. You see what's happening? The disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. And Jesus said, hey, gentlemen, if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say this mulberry tree, pick up, go plant yourself. Ouch. I don't have that kind of faith. I want that kind of faith, but I don't have that kind of faith. I can't say that thing, pick yourself up, plant yourself in the ocean. I can't say that. I don't have that kind of faith. I want a faith that can move mountains, but boy, I don't have that kind of faith. So the problem that he's trying to let them see is that they're thinking, increase my faith. And Jesus says, hey, don't look at the quantity of your faith. Look to see whether you got it or not. Because if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to a mulberry tree, plant yourself in the ocean, and it'd obey you. He wants his disciples to think. Think about what is really important. It is important to trust what God says in his word. And we as simple human beings have this real strong tendency to not do that. We have a little unbeliever inside of us screaming, trying to block out everything of God's word. Right now, I know that Satan is trying his best to distract you with all the thoughts in your mind, all the things you're going to be doing this afternoon. I know that. He's doing the same thing on me, even as I'm speaking God's word. So God says, in response to increase our faith, hey, do you have faith? Ooh. Yeah, I do. I do. But boy, is it weak, huh? It's kind of like if you've been a member here for a while, you know that I have a disease I got from my grandfather. It's called celiacs. A guy in France discovered it, so that's why it's called celiac. His name was celiac. And it means that I can't have wheat. Because inside of wheat is a very, very tiny molecule that I cannot see with my eyes. But when this molecule enters my body says, oh no, you are under attack. And my body starts to kill itself, starting with my small intestines. It's extremely painful. It's hard to describe this to other people because they'll say things like, well, then maybe I'll just, you could maybe only have one cracker instead of five. Maybe you could have just one piece of French toast instead of two or three. No. It's kind of like a gun when you go hunting. We're here in the middle of Wisconsin. If you're watching online, we're here in the middle of Wisconsin in the United States of America. It's getting towards fall. The thing on most guys' minds is hunting. Well, also football, but big thing is hunting. And guess what? If I have Rod here, who's big and strong, and he comes up and he pulls a gun trigger, boom, it goes off. And if I come along with my strength and I pull that trigger, it goes off. It's not how strong someone is, it's that the trigger is pulled. That's how it is with my celiacs. It's not whether I have a bunch of wheat or just a single grain of wheat. It's that I have wheat and that does bad things. Well, the Lord says, guess what? Faith is kind of like that. He wants you to have faith, but instead of damaging you, he wants you to have a strong faith. So not only does he point out to you and to me and every other believer that our faith is not that strong, He does not dismiss their prayer. Instead, he says, if you have faith, you can say to this tree, pick yourself up and plant yourself in the ocean, it'll obey you. So you and I are encouraged to exercise our faith, not by picking up mulberry trees, but by asking the Lord, Lord, you know, I don't have a very strong faith. Would you please increase my faith? How does God do that? There's only one way he does that, and that's with his powerful word. Now, when I was growing up, I didn't think his word was so powerful. Well, it's just a bunch of words on a piece of paper. And then as I'm learning about God's word in my confirmation class, I thought, well, there must be more to this than what I'm thinking. And I kind of figured that out from my pastor who was teaching me that God's word is very powerful. It lets me know what I'm doing wrong, but it also lets me know the solution to my problem, who is Jesus. And that kind of sinks in on you a little bit until finally I'm a pastor in Columbus, Wisconsin, and I'm going to this door, the back door of a lady that I was told to go to the back door and stomp as I'm walking up the steps in the back door and pound three times on the back door with my fist as hard as I could, then open up the door and walk into the house and sit down at the kitchen table. So I did. Did exactly. Walked in, sat down. The person could not come to meet with God's people anymore. She was way, way too fragile. Found out also that not only was she fragile, she was just about blind and pretty much deaf. She could read your lips a little bit yet. So she came in eventually. She said, I felt you coming. And then she said, you get ready for the Lord's Supper. And when you're ready, you touch my hand and I'll know when to begin. So I thought, well, okay, got my little thing out, got ready for the Lord's Supper. I touched her hand, and she started to pray. I tell you, it puts me to shame because she recited Psalm 51. I cannot even now recite to you Psalm 51. But that was her prayer in preparation to receive the Lord's body and blood. Wow. Then we went to the service, and she knew exactly what was coming next. She prayed the prayer with me. When it came time to come to the Lord's Supper, she wanted me again to squeeze her hand to let me know. And she had another prayer, Psalm 32. Later on today, why don't you look at those psalms? She was going blind, and she had those things in her mind, and Satan could not take those words away from her. An incredibly strong faith. And with great joy, she received the Lord's body and blood, and she said, I am forgiven. And then what did she do? She sang, I know that my Redeemer lives, all of the verses. I don't know all of the verses. This woman's faith had been strengthened a long time. You know what she said to me? She said, you know, Pastor, when you're teaching confirmation class, you're going to run into children who have a tendency to be children, and they don't like the fact that you're making them learn things about God. They don't like the fact that you're making them learn things by heart. And if they are ever giving you grief, you bring them over to me, and I'll tell them that at one time I used to grump about my pastor. When I was in confirmation class, he made me do stuff. He made me read stuff. He made me write stuff. But now that the Lord has taken away my ears and most of my eyes, I am so glad that he made me do that. Her faith had grown deep and strong with God's word. And she still prayed, Lord, increase my faith. So this week, please do that. Be bold. Go up to God and say, you know, Lord, because of what Jesus Christ did for me, he took away my sins, my doubt on the cross. It was nailed there. And all of my complaining and my grumbling, it was nailed to the cross. And then you paid for it with your life. And then you came back to life again. And you said, peace. I need to have a little bit of that peace. I need to have a little bit of that depth of my faith. Lord, increase my faith. And God, for Jesus' sake, has promised he'll do that. Because he loves to answer prayer. In his name, so let us live. Amen.